Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, I'm going to dive right into this. So I am doing my Thursday podcast on Wednesday night. So if you just listen to the other podcast, I'm coming off a long 2 days of all-day conferences. And I want to share with you guys, one of the speakers that spoke at the conference, I apologize. I don't know the person's name. There were so many speakers that went up there. I cannot remember the guy's name. So if you hear this, this is not my tools or techniques. These are things that I heard that were really, really cool. It embodies a lot of the stuff that we talk about, but the way that he put it is a really powerful way. So he talked about four things. Okay. Four things. Number one, he said, leaders lead leaders. That's where you want to get to. As a leader, that's what inspired me with what he said. He said, as a leader, you want to get to the point where you're leading leaders, right? So there's a point in your life where you're a worker for a leader. Then you move into that leadership position where you're leading other people, where they follow you. And the ultimate goal is to get to be a leader, leading actual leaders, right? Now, there's four reasons. There's four reasons why people don't get to that next level, right? Now, we're speaking specifically for insurance or insurance growth. It was at an insurance conference, right, for the company. And we are very excited to see one of the fastest growing companies within our organization. We're going to be one of the fastest. I'm going to brag about this. It's very exciting. We're going to be the fastest team to hit $1 million in this organization, which is just amazing. So I want to celebrate my team. It's absolutely amazing. So we'll be one of the fastest teams to hit $1 million in production within our first year. So we should hit it by June. We will hit it by June. That is a will. We are already coming up on, we just crossed 400,000 and the stuff that we have in the pipeline, we should hit about 1 million in June. So I'm very excited about that, right? So for me, this really hit me because we coach so many people, whether it's our Warrior Academy or insurance company, which are, you know, separate companies, but he said there's four reasons why people don't get to the next level. Number one, pretty simple. They just don't get started, right? Some people just never, ever get started, right? They say they're going to do this. You know, I'll talk about insurance specifically. They get licensed. They go through the process, or it could be in cryptocurrency, or it could be our fitness program, our 120-day challenge. They just never get started. They sign up for the program. They sign up for our coaching. They sign up for all this stuff, and they just never get started. That's a pretty simple baseline one, right? But that's a lot of people. Next is, he said, they dream flat. I thought that was interesting. Like, what does he mean by that? They dream flat, right? They're not dreaming big enough. Their dreams are flat. So when they finally get started, they dream for a certain level, but once they get there, they don't dream beyond that. Their dreams are just flat. It's like flatlined. So they get that next level for, you know, like insurance, you level up to different contracts and things like that. It's how insurance works. You move to different contract levels, different commission levels, things like that. But when they get to the next level, they get that next embodiment, and then all of a sudden they stop dreaming. So their dreams go flat. So they finally get started. They beat number one, but they get to the next level and then they stop dreaming. That's something that we've taught people in the Warrior Academy. I've taught you guys. I am constantly dreaming, constantly growing. I've already told our whole ecosystem, the Warrior Academy, Merlin, the insurance company, we will be a $1 billion ecosystem. I do not dream flat. My dreams are so big. They're so embodied that they fucking scare me. That's how big my dreams are. And people doubt the shit out of me, but I don't doubt myself because number one, I beat the number one rule is I constantly get started every single day. Every day is a reset button. Number two is I don't dream flat. I dream big. And number three, we talk a lot about this, is care about other people's opinion. And this is for a lot of you guys. And I've talked about this ad nauseum with you guys on this podcast is you can't. It's hard to do, but you can't. I get caught up in it too. So I'm in this new realm right now where I'm practicing posting and ghosting, not even going on social media, not even listening to that, not even looking at it because number one, some people don't get started. I finally got started and I got started in a big way. Number two is I don't dream flat. I dream big. And number three is this is a lie. I do care what people that love me think about me. I don't give a fuck what a hater thinks about me. Does it bother me? Fuck yeah. And does it sometimes throw me off track? Absolutely. But I've mastered the fact that I can continue to move forward because I don't care what other people think about me. But if you never get started and you dream flat and you always care what people think about you, and this is the last one that we work to master. So my executive team, my team at large is really, really good at this. And if you can get good at this, you can master anything. Most people lack consistency. You can be hot. We see it all the time, whether it's crypto, fitness, mindset, insurance. They're hot for like 3 weeks and then they stop for a week. You can't do that. You know, we have people on our insurance team and the Warrior Academy, executive, like everything we deal with. Everybody has that moment where they lack consistency. But if you continue to lack consistency, you are not going to succeed. So number one, if you never get started, you're never going to get there. Number two, if you constantly dream flat, especially when you get to the next level, it's going to destroy your success. If you care what other people think about you, you lack consistency. But if you can master those, if you can get started and just start moving forward, you can start to dream massive and open up your mind and awareness. If you can stop caring what other people think about you and get really consistent on a daily basis, doing the same thing consistently, repetitively for a long enough period of time to access a new frequency, and then repeat the process, start dreaming big and do the process once again. Once you get to the next level, you start dreaming bigger. You don't care about, because each level, same devil. You get to the next level. Oh, JV, you're so different. You're not all about money. You're talking shit behind my back, but I've never had a conversation with you. You've never come to my face and asked me what's going on with my current paradigm, but you're talking shit behind my back. You don't know me, so it doesn't matter. So why would I listen to somebody? Because remember the rule, guys. If somebody's talking about you back behind your back more than twice, they want attention. They don't want a solution. If they wanted a solution, they would come to your face. So why would you care about it? And one of the things that we've mastered is consistency, 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 consistency. So master starting every single day. Number two, master dreaming big. Number three, stop caring about what other people think and get consistent and watch what happens with your life. So all due respect to the speaker that did that. I did not get a chance to write his name down. I appreciate you. I love you. As we always say, warriors, rise.